It all began somewhere in Louisiana. He'd just finished his 13th day of working the line on a petrochemical plant in Baton Rouge. 13 days of lifting this and pushing that. He'd found that in these kinds of jobs, they rarely let the new guy do anything important, which was fine with Russ. The paycheck was what was important to Russ. He'd expected Baton Rouge, with its strange cultural mix of French, English, and Spanish, to keep his interest, but he'd soured on it almost immediately. He had hoped for music and lights, dancing and distraction. What he'd found was a tired populace dragging themselves to early morning factory jobs and spending evenings binge-watching Netflix. It was the same thing he'd found in Shreveport and Fort Worth before that. A bank teller had tipped him off to an exotic restaurant south of Lafayette that served alligator meat burritos, and Russ had found himself headed in that direction, moving aimlessly down Highway 49. His eyes kept drifting to the dash, hoping E didn't really mean empty, when a text from his mother arrived. "Your grandfather passed away this morning. I know you cared a lot about Grandpop. You might think about calling Norma or sending a card. The funeral is tomorrow in Evanstown." "Cared a lot about Grandpop" was an understatement. Russ had pulled over to the side of the highway and cried for 2 minutes. He'd wiped his tears with a napkin that happened to be stuffed into his door handle and U-turned, pointing the car back northbound. Then he'd driven 22 hours straight to Evanstown, Wyoming. On the way, he'd drunk 14 energy drinks and chewed every over-the-counter energy pill he could find. By the last 7 hours, he was seeing double and only swerving the car a little bit. And he'd learned a hard lesson. The small orange gas station pills called Stree Overlord that he'd spent the last of his money on weren't energy pills at all, but rather some kind of Chinese sexual stimulant. Still, he made it to Evanstown, awake, nearly on time, and with only a mild erection. It was strange driving down off the overpass back into Evanstown for the first time in over a decade. It didn't seem like much had changed. The topography was the same. A wall of wild lodgepole pines still hid much of the main portion of the town from the interstate. He recognized many of the stores, the hardware store, the post office, even the same cluster of liquor stores, mostly there to serve those sneaking across the border from Utah, desperate for a quick drag of something stronger than 3.2%. There were a lot of empty buildings as well. Shells of businesses gone under, their roofs sagging, their windows still promising reduced prices and going-out-of-business liquidations. Russ couldn't remember if there had been that many empty spots the last time he'd cruised into town. He wouldn't admit it to anyone, but despite caring a great deal for his grandparents, he'd purposely avoided Evanstown during the last few years of his travels. When he was still a kid, Evanstown had been a safe place for him, a place where his grandma was always able to tolerate his childish hyperactivity. He'd come there a lot during his youth, shipped out east when his mom had had enough. Rather than try to control him, his grandma had filled his head with all the possibilities of the future. "I know you'll be someone great someday, Russ," she always told him. "Your restlessness is hiding a true talent for intellectual curiosity. Your grandfather is the same way. When you grow up, you're going to make all the Wesleys proud." Yet here he was, 8 years removed from his last failed effort to go to college, closing in on the tail end of his 20s, and he'd made exactly no one proud. Aside from impressing a few people here and there with his marksmanship, Russ hadn't managed to accomplish much of anything at all, though she would be the last one to ever verbalize it. Russ knew he had let his grandmother down in some significant but undefinable way.